This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. G-Bag Nation, we have more college football coming up at 4 o'clock with you. It's time now for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's Brian.
Thank you very much, General. Thank you very much to Reliant as well. Can I real quickly do a G-Bag, you make the call?
Ooh. I would love it.
Okay, this happened to me today walking into the Star. It's a young man, probably about 13, maybe 14 years old. He was carrying a football.
Cutting school?
He was carrying, I don't know, he was maybe on a tour. Maybe they were, because they were coming out of the area where you kind of meet for the tour. But he's carrying a football. So he's kind of throwing it around, and I see him coming at me. And then he takes the ball like he's going to run, like he's got it tucked away.
High and tight.
High and tight. I walk by and knock the ball out of his hand.
Oh, there you go.
How did you go? Did you punch out like Leofow, or was it like a tomahawk?
I'm walking by. I got my backpack on, and he's carrying it in his left arm.
Mm-hmm.
So I go for the punch. I punch it. He punched it. I punched it out of it, and he drops the ball.
Wow. Was this your good shoulder or your bad shoulder?
My left, so I was able to punch it with the
across
left.
His body, or he was carrying it close to you?
He's holding in his left. I punch with my left.
Okay.
And knocked it on the ground.
Did you recover it? Scoop and score.
I kept walking.
Nice.
And the guy turned, and I go, I got you.
I got you.
And his buddy started laughing.
I got you, bitch.
I go, his buddy started laughing.
Okay.
All right. Now, my teammates on the break this morning, Amber Garcia and Derek Eagleton and Nick Harris. Amber goes, who hurt you in your life? When I explain this story, and I'm like, no, Amber, I'm teaching the kid ball security.
Yeah. Right.
You know, he's kind of throwing the ball around. He puts it in his arm, and he's kind of like he's running.
Yeah.
And then I go up and knock it out, and the ball was obviously on the ground. It's going to be a fumble. It's going to be my ball. You know, we're going to dive on that ball, and it's going our way.
Sure.
You're not going to Terrence steal that thing?
No, I'm not. No, I'm just going to fall. By the way, I was watching tape the other day. There was a tip ball that went backwards. Guyton just fell on the ball. He just ran back there and fell on it.
We're learning.
He didn't even try and pick it up.
We're learning.
It was an incomplete pass, but he ran back there and fell on it.
Just in case.
So we're learning along the way. Okay. Amber, and then think I'm completely... Derek was happy that I was teaching the kids some life lessons about ball security.
Exactly.
Was I wrong by knocking the ball?
No, once he tucked that thing, he was simulating you as the guy in the hole or whatever.
So
or
he
in space.
was doing the fake basket shot where you spin off a guy and like you kind of act like you do the rip move like you're Russian.
Mm-hmm.
You do like a fake rip and you like dip like you're getting around.
This
the
kid
block.
Sounds like a badass. I love this kid.
Yeah,
he's having fun, and I think it's super fun when people are messing around and you get involved for just a second. Yeah. Like, they're throwing the football around at soccer games, little kids. I'll try to pick that thing off or break up a play.
When you're in the Star, you're in a football environment, too.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be ready. You got to be ready for coaching.
I say, Amber was like, who hurt
it's
you?
Good football life? Vibes. Yeah. No.
See, I was thinking that I was just having fun with the kid because when he's throwing around, I wasn't going to slap it out of his hands as he's throwing it up.
No, that'd be a
D-move. But he went into running back mode. So he put the ball and he tucked it,
uh-huh.
And then I'm walking by and I kind of reach, I kind of go, Boom.
See, I think the only thing that might be in trouble is if you came across his body and knocked him down.
Yeah.
But once he's got that ball on your near side,
yeah,
you can make a clean play.
We were passing right by each other. So mm-hmm. he was trying to make a cut, and I closed the space.
Yeah.
Now, if I would hit the kid in the wrist and hurt him.
Sure. Yeah, that's the dangerous game that you were playing there.
I thought about that.
With a dad on your hands.
Yeah, I thought about that, but his buddies were like laughing at him.
For sure.
And the kid turned and was laughing at it too.
Yeah, that's a tip of the cap. That's a guy, that's a competitor himself, and he knows that he's going to be better off because of it. Like, he'll never forget that moment. Yeah. I bet he never fumbles again.
Yeah, I just was curious though, was I in the wrong by doing that?
No, absolutely not. Dude, no. Ball security's extremely important
in that scenario. Not at all.
If you could have taught him the cover two or whatever in that moment, that would have been worthy as well.
Oh, like just die. I mean, I didn't expect him to dive on the ball on the concrete.
I was kind of expecting you to do that. I am a little disappointed that you didn't finish the play. Play through the damn whistle.
One of my favorite commercials of all time was the NFL 100th anniversary when
oh yeah
they're in that ballroom Mike Singletary goes. Oh, and they all like they're all diving on it and they're all throwing it around. That's
so good.
That is a really good deal there. So okay, so you guys are good with what I did then.
Yeah,
right. I was worried you guys were gonna say you're an idiot. You're an idiot for doing this.
I think you're bragging.
I'm not bragging. I'm just saying that
I'm not bragging.
I don't know if I'd do it again now. If you guys would have come out and said, "Hey, listen, I brought us that."
Scared again, huh?
Yep. Don't be a coward, Brian.
Don't be a coward.
Come on.
These guys, the Buccaneers, are going to play nickel 70% of this game against you, and they allow about 5.4 yards of play doing that. This unit allows the ninth fewest explosive plays as a defense. And, you know, they've had some problems, you know, with some people, their numbers, the metrics and all that say that they're not a great. I think this team has had some problems in the secondary because of injuries. I know we had Brianna Dix on, but you watch and how they're trying to kind of make up for some guys. I think this the problem here is that to me they're starting to get some guys back. Now we'll see if. You know, we'll see if Zach, your safety, gets to play.
Oh, Antoine Winfield Jr.
Yeah, we'll see if he plays. I'm kind of hearing some things about him that he almost has to be perfect, like physically.
Really?
Like he's
a little Yu Darvish in him.
Yeah, a little Yu Darvish in him that he absolutely has to be feeling it to get out.
He was under DNP today.
Yeah, well, then that means he's probably not going to play.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This football game. But you're going to get a loaded box against these guys. That's going to be something. They have the highest rate in the league. And when it comes to the loaded box stuff. And the problem is when Dallas plays against loaded box teams, they don't rush the ball very well. Dallas is the fifth fewest yards when teams play loaded box against them. And that's even playing with Dowdle playing.
Now you got the alpha Brock Hoffman in there, though. Things might change.
The alpha.
So another thing this team does really, really well is they tackle. They allow the when you start to talk about receptions and stuff like that, seventh fewest yards. You watch them on tape. You know, they got guys like David and others, and Winfield, you mentioned. These guys tackle particularly well. And so what's going to happen is you're likely not going to have any real run after catch. But does Dallas really have any run after catch generally? Unless it's Turpin or somebody like that, right?
Maybe CD.
Yeah.
So they're not great in coverage, but they do tackle well?
They do. They tackle really, really well. But like I say, the problem that they have is their pass rush really is they've got some guys that their pass rush comes from their defensive tackles. You know, it's not really from their edges. But they bring a lot of safety blitz. Secondary blitz. There's only one other team that blitzes more than this team does with secondary blitzes. So you're going to get linebacker blitzes. You're going to get safety blitzes. The problem again, now when you start to watch that and you see, I went back and looked at all the sacks that the Buccaneers had, you know, with the blitzes and stuff, you're dealing with a quarterback. Your quarterback doesn't particularly play well against pressure.
Yeah.
And then when it's secondary pressure, he's really not good.
So how's the ball skills in the defensive backfield for Tampa and their awareness? Because I think this game's got to look like last week where Cooper rushed through at least two that could have been picks and they ended up touchdowns.
Yeah, they're much like what you look at Carolina when you play with the off coverage. You know, Carolina last week gave you about 7 yards of cushion, which was one of the biggest cushions you get in the league. This team's the fourth most when it comes to that. They're terrified with giving up the big play. Okay. When they play a ton of zone, they play a lot of single high, and teams have kind of hurt them on that because they've given up plays up the seams. And so, but they're into totally playing with the deep safety, playing their corners at depth, and then just trying to keep everything in front, rally and tackle. That's what their defense. I mentioned about the explosives when you talk about run defense.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing with this group is, and I was like, man, they do a pretty decent job here with the. You know, when it comes to at the line of scrimmage or beyond the line of scrimmage with the tackle stuff, they're actually a better defense with Vita Vea off the field, a better run defense with him being completely off the field.
That's weird.
It is weird. But you look at the number, how the metrics.
Like yards per carry or success rate?
It's like yards per carry. Like when he's on the field, opponents have rushed for like 5 yards a carry. When he's been off the field, it's about 3.4.
Wow.
Whoa.
That's wild.
But you know what teams are doing to him? They're running the ball on the edges.
Okay.
They're staying away from him.
When he's on the field.
When he's on the field.
Gotcha.
And so what's going to happen to Dallas is, where does Rico Dowdle run the ball generally?
Inside.
Middle.
Inside. See, that's going to hurt you right there. You're going to, maybe the Turpin plays that we saw, or maybe not Turpin, but maybe it's more about Rico if setting that thing going off the edges there. To try if you're gonna get BB Hoffman Steele and then you get Schoonmaker or Ferguson or something like that, they mean they did a really good job last week of securing that edge. Okay. I'd keep after that if that's part of what you're gonna do with Turpin, because that's where the Buccaneers struggle is the ball coming off the edge. The teams that run inside against them, it tends to be a little bit more of a problem for them. So
sounds like about 24-16 Tampa to me, based on these last two Krusty's corners.
Just like Kansas, an undersized end.
Well, he plays as a tackle. So that's what happened. You get him and Vita Vea and those guys. They get really, they're a front that like to move. And when I always say the movement, they're big twist. And they're big twist. And they're also, though, like I said, the blitz, the linebacker blitz, and then the secondary blitz. So they're going to try and move the front. Other than Vita Vea, he's going to just try and push the middle of the pocket, but they're going to bring some kind of combinations. You might have three guys down, two standing up, and then that's how they're going to rush you. So
they got some good athletes there.
Yeah,
with like
the metrics
Kansas
say they're like Dallas and very poor, but I think they're digging out of holes. I think they're playing better, but their hole was so deep because of some of the earlier stuff that happened. But if Dallas doesn't handle the blitz well in this one, then they're going to have problems. If they don't find a way to get the ball to the edge in the running game, they're going to have some problems. And they've got to have more than just one receiver win against single high coverage, especially when they're going to play off coverage on you. You got to find a way to win on the outside.
Got your hands full.
Yep.
With the playoff hope slim to none. Sounds like they just got a little bit slimmer. I mean, the offensive description yesterday was pretty daunting. This sounds terrible.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brian. Krusty's Corner brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. Chief, where are we going next?
College Football Thursday, Darty, featuring more CFP previews. We got your 2025 Heisman favorite and your College Football Throwback Thursday clip of the day next in the Nation.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.